KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 49 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with an isolated shower and a high around 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, four people have been arrested recently on drug charges in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday that on Wednesday, 43-year-old Anthony Hernandez of Atlantic was arrested for possession of meth first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Hernandez was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Thursday on his own recognizance. On April 28, 30-year-old Cody Lee Selman of Lanesboro, Iowa, was arrested for felony possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, a felony drug tax stamp violation, and interference with official acts. Selman was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained there on $50,000 bond. On April 26th, 31-year-old James Dwight Mills, who is currently incarcerated in the Cass County Jail, was assessed additional charges of felony drug tax stamp violation and possession with the intent to deliver alprazolam. Mills was initially incarcerated on April 21st on drug delivery and drug paraphernalia charges. He remains at the Cass County Jail on $55,000 bond. And on April 22nd, Cass County deputies arrested 37-year-old Samuel Lee Farley of Anita for OWI first offense, possession of marijuana first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was also charged with an OWI first offense that took place on February 7th. Farley was being held in the Cass County Jail on $3,000 bond. The sheriff's office reports also that on Thursday, 44-year-old Brad James Smith of Atlantic was arrested on a felony OWI third offense charge and driving while revoked. Smith was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. On May 1st, 59-year-old Joseph Anthony Frontato, Sr. of Atlantic, was arrested on a Cass County for OWI first offense. Frontato was released the following day on his own recognizance. On April 30th, 30-year-old Christopher John Hazen of Council Bluffs was arrested on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for burglary in the third degree and theft in the third. He remains held in the Cass County Jail on $2,000 bond. And on April 29th, 24-year-old Edward Lee Roy Burton Jr. of Atlantic was arrested for OWI first offense. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Friday said two people were arrested in Omaha that same day on warrants connected to the theft of items from flood victims' homes. Authorities say 47-year-old Robert S. White and 43-year-old Cindy A. Abbott, both of Omaha, face multiple charges, including third-degree burglary, second-degree theft, and second-degree criminal mischief. White was also charged with ongoing criminal conduct. Both suspects were charged in connection with an investigation that began on Easter Sunday when the sheriff's office responded to a burglary at a residence in Hamburg. The homeowners told authorities they were forced to evacuate their home due to flooding, leaving behind a majority of their possessions. The residents first noticed their house was burglarized when returning to retrieve and sort through their belongings. The sheriff's office said forced entry was made into the home and thousands of dollars of property was reported stolen. The suspects also allegedly caused significant damage to the property's driveway and yard. An investigation led to the identification of the suspects out of Omaha. Information was sent to Omaha police, who assisted in the investigation. Warrants were later issued for both suspects through a joint investigation between Fremont County and Omaha authorities. Both suspects were apprehended with the assistance of Omaha police and the Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office and were being held in the Douglas County Jail. Officials with Glenwood Municipal Utilities on Friday lifted a boil order for the city of Pacific Junction. The order was lifted after the city's water supply passed water safety tests, which means the water no longer needs to be boiled prior to consumption. GMU officials say, however, that they're still turning on water services for those who request it. Anyone in need of restored service should come to the GMU office Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. They also ask that someone be present at the residence when the water is turned back on for precautionary measures. Officials said also that while water services are back on in Pacific Junction, sewer services are still out. Residents should still refrain from using their facilities or drains to prevent backup problems into their homes. GMU officials also ask residents to notify their office if their homes are being demolished so that meters and radio read units can be removed. Glenwood Municipal Utilities phone number for those that need it is 712-527-4868. The mayor of Council Bluffs says Iowa's property tax system has been broken for decades and needs a complete overhaul. Mayor Matt Walsh commented after the 2019 Iowa legislature passed a bill requiring new public notices and the supermajority vote when councils raise property taxes by more than 2%.
They tinker with it and try to make it workable, and at this point, it's like a piece of machinery. You can only repair it so many times it no longer works.
Walsh says property taxes put Council Bluffs at a distinct advantage with Omaha.
No doubt there's need for property tax reform. I don't think that the legislature accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. I don't think it added any transparency.
Walsh and mayors from Eastern and Central Iowa discussed property taxes during a taping of Iowa Press for Friday, which also airs this weekend on IPTV. North Liberty Mayor Terry Donahue says posting public notices about property taxes online and in newspapers won't be a problem.
They tinker with it and try to make it workable.
He said that when we go through our public process, we have three or four public meetings where people can come in and see what the preliminary budget may be. If they wish to make a comment, they're certainly welcome to do so, he said, but we have a public hearing and that's mandated when we do the final adoption. I don't see that as a problem, he said, at all. It's just adding maybe an extra step. And Nevada Mayor Brett Barker was at the State House lobbying against a previous proposal that included a statewide cap on property tax increases.
The legislators listened. They made changes. I think that was positive. I think a lot of the unintended consequences we were worried about, I think, were mitigated significantly in the final version of the bill.
Barker says the legislation's public notice requirements may help the public better understand the existing property tax system. And spring has finally arrived, and just in time for the annual Cass County Master Gardener plant sale. The sale will be held next Saturday at the Cass County Community Center's north parking lot, beginning at 8 a.m. and lasting until the plants are gone. The cost is a free will offering for most plants. The sale consists of perennial flowers and plants from local master gardeners' own beds, such as hostas, iris, yarrow sedum, fernleaf peonies, creeping phlox, rhubarb, and daylilies, to name a few. Plant selection changes each year depending on what is being dug and divided by the gardeners. All the plants will be labeled with information on color, height, and light adjustments or requirements to assist you in finding the perfect spot to plant them in your own landscape. Besides perennials, there may also be some started annual plants, yard art, garden supplies, and garden books to buy. For more information on the sale, you can find a flyer at the Cass County Extension Office or go online at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Loa Irene Benton, age 101, of Guthrie Center, died April 26th at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Loa Benton will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. James Norman Clausen, age 82, of Dexter, died Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for James Clausen will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Jaquetta Barclay, age 88, of West Des Moines, a 1948 Wyota High School graduate, died April 24th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A massive Christian burial for Jaquetta Barclay will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Teresa Catholic Church in Des Moines. Isles Westover Funeral Home has the arrangements. Captain Jeanette LaFoy, age 45, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Audubon, died April 1st. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Captain Jeanette LaFoy will be today at 11 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Helen Longstreth, age 83, of Tulsa, Oklahoma, died Sunday at St. Francis Hospital in Tulsa. Funeral services for Helen Longstreth will be this evening at 5 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Verla Huffman, age 88, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Verla Huffman will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marilyn May, Avi Cool, age 80, of Denver, Colorado, died April 29th in Denver. Funeral services for Marilyn Cool will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Adair United Methodist Church in Adair. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Robert Miller, age 73, of Adair, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Miller will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Adair Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Linda Lee Griffin, age 63, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Per her wishes, she's being cremated, and a memorial service for Linda Griffin will take place at a later date. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Laura Railsback Weiscarver, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. Cremation has taken place, and private graveside services for Laura Railsback Weiscarver will be held at a later date in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.